This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A consultant apparently had warned 3 years before the deadly collapse of a South Florida condo building that there was evidence of, quote, major structural damage. The New York Times reported Saturday a 2018 inspection showed repairs were needed to the concrete slab below the pool deck and found abundant cracking and crumbling in the underground parking garage. It was probably caused by years of exposure to the corrosive salt air along the South Florida coast, according to the report. A large section of the 12-story building in the Miami suburb of Surfside, Florida, collapsed suddenly in the early hours Thursday as residents slept in a disaster whose cause is not known yet. 4 people have been confirmed killed and 159 missing, with search and rescue teams working around the clock through an unstable mountain of debris. Local scientists in South Africa said Saturday the Delta coronavirus variant, first identified in India, appears to be dominating new infections in the country. South Africa is the worst hit country on the African continent in terms of confirmed COVID-19 infections and deaths. It's in the middle of a third wave of infections, recording more than 18,000 new cases on Friday. The acting health minister also said Saturday it's now likely the third wave will be worse than the second wave in January. Investigators are looking Saturday for a motive behind an attack in the German city of Würzburg, where a man armed with a long knife killed 3 people and wounded at least 5 others, while authorities praised passerbys who tried to stop the assailant. Police said 2 of those hospitalized remained in life-threatening conditions Saturday. The suspect is a 24-year-old Somali who was stopped with a shot to the leg by police and arrested after the Friday afternoon attack in the southern city's downtown area. This is VO.